Hi, and welcome to another edition of Healing Points with Cassidy. Today's episode is titled Emotional Cliff Diving. So it seems to me like there are two different kind of people in the world. The first type, which is what I used to be like on an emotional level, is the person that just goes in life, not dealing with anything that's happening to them, not dealing with anything on an emotional level and the things that are impacting them emotionally. They're just kind of heads down, going at it, stuffing all those emotions down inside. Well, what ends up happening with that mindset is that you go until you get to the edge of that emotional cliff, and then you just kind of fall off the edge of it. Then you're spiraling down, and at some point you're going to hit bottom, and then you've got to deal with something on an emotional level, at least a little bit of it. And then there's the second kind of person, and this is the kind of person that I had to learn to become, and I have become. And that's the person that knows how to draw an emotional boundary for themselves, to take care of themselves, and to preserve their physical, mental, and emotional health. And they're going, you know, along in life, and things are happening to them. But when they get to a point where they feel full, they're just full inside, they know how to say no. They know how to say stop. Let's take a break, or I don't want to discuss that anymore, or I've had enough, or let's take this, resume this conversation at a different time, or whatever it is that they need to do to keep themselves happy and healthy and be able to deal with the emotional aspects of life in a healthy manner. So think about and determine if you do emotional cliff diving. And if you do and it's too much for you, and you end up crashing a lot, on an emotional level, then try drawing a healthy boundary and just see how it works out for you. I know sometimes it's hard at first, but it does get easier the more that you do it. And it is a beautiful way for you to help yourself and stay emotionally, mentally, and physically healthy.